we're looking to close the gap on the teams above us today. And look, we didn't play well enough on the day, I felt. As I said, it was a dour sort of a game, and that wasn't much in it, and probably a draw was a fair result.
At certain stage there, Mark Antony McGinley, particularly in the first half, was called into action. I suppose Harps didn't heed their warnings. You know, he pulled off two brilliant saves before the break, one after, and I suppose, you know, the warning signs were there, the Cork were threatening, and I suppose inevitably Harps fell behind then, and I suppose Mark Antony had done very well up into that stage to keep Harps in it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you're still playing Cork City, like, and like, you know, they're a massive club in that, and look, we haven't had many points against them in the Premier Division over the last number of years, but today I felt was an opportunity lost. I felt that the game was there to be won, and we probably could have nicked it at the very end, but would that have been a fair result? I'm not so sure. Like, Mark Antony, like, if you're playing anybody in this league, you're going to have to make a few saves, and Mark's done well today again, to be fair, but we had to keep going for it. Like, we had nearly five up top for the last half hour, like, and trying to go and try and win the game, even when we got back level, like, we were still trying to push and try and get a winner out of it. Like, as I said, like, you can't have any quarrels with the players about their attitude and that. They keep pushing and keep pushing, you know, and they've gone behind and they've come back again, and they keep on doing that, like, you know, but they make it difficult for themselves. But today, probably we didn't play as well as we should have played, and that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, I think Adam Foley and Raf, to be fair, when they both came on, there was a wee bit more inventiveness there and willingness up front. You know, there was more moving, and particularly Barry McNamee then just behind them. You know, they were offering, I suppose, more options and more threat in the sense that maybe that we, you know, Van Harps maybe didn't offer maybe at stages in the first half.
It's difficult to know, you know, every game takes on, you know, its own format, you know, and the day, maybe the game didn't pan out maybe the way we would have expected, but does it anyway? Like, most games don't really. Like, you can plan all you want and everything else, and something happens in the game, and like today, like, I don't think we deserved any more than we got, other than the fact that we probably had a serious call for a penalty, you know, and the young fella's got the wrong side and he's pushed him over, like, and to me that's a penalty all day long. But look, I need to see it back again or whatever to be 100% sure, but from where I was standing, I certainly looked that way.
And listen, Paul, no one's coming down the line in the form, I suppose, of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers. It doesn't get any easier, and I suppose, you know, you're gripe that maybe it is 2 points loss is kind of compounded with that kind of fixtures that is just ahead of Finn Harps. Going to be a difficult fortnight, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, but like, we'll go to Dundalk next week and we won't be sitting in. We'll be going to try and win the game, because I don't think we have any choice at this stage, you know. If you sit in and you lose 1-0, more victories are no good at this stage this season, you know. But we'll go and have a go next week, and we'll see where it takes us.
Thanks for talking.